But let's listen to this Britney Spears thing first. This is Britney Spears talking to X17. Is this a magazine?
Yeah. Online magazine.
Okay, so she really thinks she's funny here, huh?
Oh, yeah, hilarious.
I just want to say that I'm just really, really shocked at, like, how nice our world is, because it's just so nice. Like, oh, my God. Like, the other day, like, I was sitting there, and I saw these magazines, and they said I was pregnant, and, like, it's so true. Like, America, believe everything you read, because, like, you're smart, and I'm stupid. Like, for real. Come on, y'all.
Well, actually, that's not too far from
God,
the truth.
Listen to her.
Most of the things that have been in the magazine about her lately have been true.
Oh, been right on.
Remember, marriage in trouble? And she had the big Matt Lauer interview to tell us how wonderful everything was. Mm-hmm. And that was how long ago when they're divorced?
God, listen to how stupid that y'all.
What's the story here? I'm a white trash idiot. The end.
Don't you love the upturn on the end, the Valley Girl thing?
She thinks she's doing a comedic voice, but it's much funnier listening to her talk like she really talks.
So then I went down the street.
She's doing a parody of a parody.
Yeah, right. You are the biggest idiot ever in the world.
And then after that, like, I totally saw also, like, on the USA Today, because always believe everything you read, that it said that, you know, like, I was drinking all the time. And, like, it was so right.
You went to rehab, you moron. Your mother and your boyfriend, or your husband, begged you to go to rehab. So, why she's implying that she didn't have a drinking problem, I guess?
Oh, what a complete idiot.
So true. I mean, oh, my God. It was so right. And, like, my management totally knew what they were doing when they sent me to rehab. So right, you know? And it just, like, I'm just going to cry right now because, like, the world is so nice. Like, this lady, she told me, she said, Brittany, go to the light. Go to the light and see Jesus, okay? And I was like, oh, my God. I'm going to do it. And I did it. And it's happened, and it's so weird because our world is so nice.
Oh.
So funny, I forgot to laugh.
That's not funny!
Whoa. That was an effort at comedy, apparently.
Okay. That's hilarious.
I like her.
You know, the hilarious part in there is she's taking a shot at her management company for sending her to rehab. She's 25, was she 26? 25, 26?
Yeah, right in there.
And she apparently does not have the free will to go or not to go to rehab. She made it sound like she literally, like it wasn't her choice. Her management company made her go to rehab. How old does she think she is? 13?
It was the politics of the situation. I mean, she didn't go to rehab to honestly get off any kind of drugs or change her life.
You don't have to go to rehab. If you don't want to go to rehab, she could have stayed out of rehab. Okay, they may have sent Child Protective Services to her house to interview her. Granted, and she might have lost her kids. But
that's why she went.
Her management company didn't send her to rehab. She went to rehab because she knew she was
an emergency maneuver.
You know what if she didn't? So,
like, for real. Come on, y'all.
Come on, y'all.
All right.
Oh, God.
We've got a pretty good phone.